Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Zevachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Asabas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afanjer Zivug Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And this Mishnah is really somewhat of a continuation of the previous Perek. The Mishnah tells us, Kachi Kachim Shchotan Barashim Mizbeach. Kachi Kachim that was shechted at the top of the Mizbeach. We know from the previous Perek that Kachi Kachim should be shechted in the Tzofen of the Azara, which is the north or the right hand side of the Azara, but instead he shechted it on top of the Mizbeach. What's the din? So Rabbi Yossi says, Kilim Shchotu Batzofen, it was as if it was shechted in the north. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, he says, from the half of the Mizbeach, which is towards the Tzofen, which is basically the back half of the Mizbeach, so that's just like the Tzofen, that's fine. Whereas the half of the Mizbeach, which is towards the south, which is basically the left-hand part of the Mizbeach, that's the beginning, that's like the south, and then his Shechita is not kosher, and they both argue on just how to understand the Psukim. Onto something else that we haven't spoken about previously, HaMenachos, carbon mincha, which is basically flour and oil, Hayunik Matzis b'chol makam bazara, the Kemitza could be taken out any place in Azara. The kemitza was basically a fistful taken out by the kohen, and that was burned on the mizbeach, and that could be taken any place in the azara. V'necholin lefinim min haklayim, and the leftovers, the shirayim, whatever's left in the bowl after the kemitza was taken out, that's eaten only within the kohen, within the curtains, meaning within the azara. Lezichrei kohuna, only by male kohanim. B'chol machol, it could be cooked any which way. L'yayim, for a day, v'layla, and the night. Ad chatzayis up until chatzayis. Now moving on to the avodah of another carbon. This is the first time we've encountered a bird carbon. Mishnah Beis tells us chatas ha'if, a chatas, which is a bird. The bird that we're referring to is not a chicken or a rooster. They did not bring those as carbonos. It was either a dove or a turtle dove or a pigeon, some bird like that. It's a void that was done by the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. So remember, like we described in the previous parak, that when a kohen was facing the Mizbeach, he was standing by the bottom of the ramp. He's in the south of the Azar, which is the left-hand side. He's facing north, which is the right-hand side. So that means that the southwestern corner would be the corner immediately to his left. And that's where its avoida was done. Now really, b'chol makam asik sheira, it's kosher to begin the avoida of the chatas ha'if anywhere in the azara, el azari makayma. It's just that this place, the southwestern corner, that was its place for azah, for the sprinkling of its blood, that's where the chatas ha'if would be done. Now once we mention this karen droimus maravis, the southwestern corner, we continue discussing it. There are three things that this corner of this bech was used for, three below and three above. Now what does it mean above and below? So there was this line called the chut ha'sikra, which divided the mizbech in half, the upper half and the lower half, so the three things that were done above it and three things that were done below it. Milamaton, below the chutz ha'sikra, the bottom half is chatas ha'if v'ha'agashos, when a carbon mincha was brought next to the mizbeach, and ushiyari hadam, leftovers of blood of other carbonos, was poured over there. Now milamalon, what was done above the chutz ha'sikra in the southwestern corner, nisach ha'mayim, the water libations that were done only on sukkos, v'hayayin, and wine libations that were brought with a lot of carbonos, the oilas ha'if kshi rabba ba'mizrach, and oilas ha'if, meaning a bird carbon that was an oila, not a chatos, but it was an oila. There's too many of them being done in the mizrach, in the eastern part, so they were able to come to the southwestern part of the mizbeach and do them over there. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.